This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. We want to get her thoughts on a number of developing healthcare-related stories, including what it's going to cost all of us to implement this new healthcare system approved by Congress and signed by the president earlier this year, and whether we're already seeing the encroachment of the government on your privacy rights as relates to a North Carolina story in which police are asking for the identities of all people who are currently on prescription drugs. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, a pleasure always. Thank you.
Let's start with this latest report coming out of the Actuary's Office of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Studies. What are we seeing here in terms of what it's going to cost you, me, and everybody else to implement this system? We heard from this office earlier in the year that the projections from the administration weren't exactly accurate, to be kind. What are they saying now?
Well, they're saying, you know, in a time when the administration is trying to bat down the reports that health insurance premiums are going up next year as a direct result of passage of this health law, now we have a report from the government's own actuaries saying that overall health spending is going to consume 20% of our economy over the next decade, up from 17% now. So clearly the promises that this legislation was going to bend the cost curve down are not materializing either in the short term or the long term. There was a reason that the American people so much objected to this legislation, and pretty much day after day, week after week, we keep seeing more and more evidence why the American people were right. Congress should not have passed this.
So what are the numbers looking like, and not only for next year and the next few years, but once we get past that magical 10-year deadline that very few people seem to want to talk about what happens after that?
Well, the real reason that they were able to pretend that this legislation was more or less deficit neutral was because they calculated in draconian cuts to physician payments under Medicare. Nobody believes that they're actually going to materialize. Every single month, it seems, Congress is revisiting this, saying, okay, we'll just kick this down. We'll just postpone this for a little while so we don't have these cuts. But over the next 3 years, physicians treating Medicare patients are going to be facing 30% reductions in their Medicare payments. Well, we already know that seniors are having trouble finding a physician. And the reason this legislation appeared to be deficit neutral is because they anticipate those same reductions in payments going forward forever, to the point that people treating Medicare patients are only going to be paid a third of what Medicaid is paying now. So that is really just, it's so outrageous to think that they would even possibly be able to continue these kinds of cutbacks, but yet all of their rosy predictions that this is deficit neutral and is are based upon these false projections.
This plan, of course, it's fully implemented come 2014, but a lot of it will take effect next year as well. With all this talk on Republicans in their campaigning about repealing or at least radically reforming what was approved earlier this year, how realistic is that once things begin to take effect?
You know, I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about what realistically can happen over the next couple of years to try to roll back and to postpone this legislation. And Congress is seriously looking at defunding it, delaying it, dismantling it, doing a lot more oversight and investigation, and delegating more to the state so that they actually have more authority and power to actually make changes on their own rather than being treated as wards of the state as this new federal legislation would do. So they do have options, but repealing it is not going to be an option, I don't think, as long as President Obama is in the White House, because they would have to have a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a veto. And it's just really hard for me to see how they could put those numbers together in the next 2 years. So they've just got to find very strategic ways to help the American people understand this legislation is a lot more than putting 26-year-olds on their parents' policies, preventive care, a few of the things that the president's out there selling now. that it really is a huge tsunami of changes to our health sector, with mandates on employers, mandates on individuals to purchase extraordinarily expensive health insurance or face a fine on their taxes, draconian cuts to Medicare, and dramatic increases in spending for existing entitlement programs and creation of new ones. Nobody's talking about this right now, but that's what's coming in 2014. They cannot escape it. This is law, and the next Congress is going to really have to help the American people understand what is coming if this legislation is not delayed, dismantled, and ultimately repealed.
We're talking with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, in our last couple of minutes, I want to get your thoughts on a story coming out of North Carolina. But I suppose there are certain components of the recent health care legislation that are applicable here. And that's that sheriffs in North Carolina basically want access to state computer records identifying anyone with prescriptions for painkillers and other controlled substances. The sheriffs argue that there's a lot of scamming going on with people bouncing from doctor to doctor and pharmacist to pharmacist to try and get these pills that they're hooked on. Obviously, privacy groups are very concerned about this. What's your take on this? And is there anything in the new health care bill that we should be relating to this story?
Well, a lot of people are very concerned that when the federal government gets control of information and records, it's controlling a lot of the decisions about our access to health care. There absolutely is a lot of abuse in the Medicare and Medicaid program in particular of prescription drugs. And because it's an entitlement program, people can just go from doctor to doctor, hospital to hospital, in order to get prescription drugs. So there is abuse. But I think this scares the American people when they realize the big brother aspect of the federal government, state government, having control and access to something as personal as our medical records to really use to do law enforcement. There are a lot of other ways we could solve this problem. Giving people access to private health insurance where there could be much more oversight in their use of medicines to make sure that people are getting coordinated care. This could be turned into something good rather than some draconian big brother is watching scenario, which is really much more likely when you have the government running things and trying to do enforcement, use enforcement rather than incentives to get to the right goals.
Do you suspect that based on the contents of the recent bill that this will become more likely on a nationwide basis?
Well, the electronic health records are mandated in this legislation. So a lot of people are very concerned that when you have the federal government having not only directing physicians to create medical records, but somebody is going to have access to that information. So I think privacy, medical privacy, is going to be a huge concern. And yet it's another reason why the American people said, we want private insurance. We don't want the government controlling our health care. We don't want the government controlling our health care decisions. And we don't want the government intruding on our personal private medical records. It's bad enough that employers have access to these records. It's even worse when the federal government does, and we've seen what happens with the Veterans Administration and others when people lose the laptop computers with tremendous amount of information on it, which could include personal, private medical information. So, yes, it's a very big concern, and it all gets back to the root of centralized control over our health sector and, therefore, the information about our health care.
Grace Marie, unfortunately, we'll need to call time there. Thank you, as always, for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.